Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, hello.
Tom, you're back from your holiday.
I may have gone on holiday, sure. I don't like to make a big deal about it, but yes, I may have got a little bit of a tan.
You do, you look so healthy.
Do you know what? What did I look like before?
Fucking horrific.
thank you. I sat in the sun a lot. At one point, don't do this, listeners. I gave myself sunstrokes. I sat out for too long. Felt very ill afterwards. Do be careful.
Tom, how do you know you've got sunstroke?
Well, I don't know. I think probably dehydrated myself by sitting in the sun for too long and gave myself a headache.
Yeah. Did you have to retire to a different place to lie down?
And then I had to retire to another bed. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Thank you. But it was very nice. We had a lovely time. And very, but yeah, it was very, sorry, I'm just telling off my self view. I realized I was just looking at myself as I was talking.
Thinking, she's right, I am brown.
I was just thinking, gosh, I look great. but no, it was very relaxing. We had a lovely time and the mums were there.
Yes.
And it was very nice. And then we did a little bit of traveling around. But I think before I went, I did feel quite burnt out, you know, like just quite tired. Couldn't really feel anything. Is that burnout?
I think that is burnout. Yeah, Tom, I think we should all be trying not to do that.
It's not good. It's not good for us, is it?
Tom's the first person to say it. Burnout's not good.
Burnout, look, I don't know what you've heard.
Baby, I'm burning out of control. Oh, you can always find a Dolly Parton song for anything, I think.
That is so true, isn't it? Do you think... No, I'm not going to say it. No, it's morbid. But
Tom, don't even think about it.
Don't even think about what an app song that would be.
Oh, is that what you were going to say?
I think for a cremation.
Okay.
Maybe at my funeral I could have that. Someone must have done that. Some gay must have done that.
Or if you're being buried, I'm going deeper underground.
Oh,
I'm
that's
going
nice.
Deeper or The Sound of the Underground by the Girls Aloud. It'd be great to get some Girls Aloud.
Oh, it'd be nice to have Girls Aloud at a funeral, wouldn't it?
It'd be lovely.
My friend's mum wants... I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this. This is my friend Brigitte Aphrodite. Her mum apparently wants Heaven, I'm in Heaven.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's really good,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost like drag queen game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like the new Snatch game.
It's the new Snatch game. What would be a particularly apt song at a funeral or indeed...
Do send in...
Cremation,
Do send in.
You know the address, everyone. Susie, what have you been doing while I've been away? You must have been desolate.
Oh, well, bereft. Bereft. I've been writing.
Oh.
I've been finishing off, I don't know if my tour had finished last time I spoke to you, but doing the last dates of my tour, which was lovely.
Well, you say that, but it's not the last, is it?
No, it's not. The tour has...
It's doubled.
Yeah, it's got, it's,
It's doing really well. It's great. I am now worried that I have oversubscribed myself to how many people want to come and see me do stand-up. But one has to make the leap, don't you? You have to do that
one
in this life.
One has to make that leap, Susie. And of course, people do want to come and see you.
Yes, so, but that's not what the voices in the middle of the night say.
I know. All
you
the
know
voices,
those girls?
They love to chat. Do you think the voices, they come in, don't they, in different forms? Do you find, like, they without us realising...
Well, Cockney accents. Glaswegian.
They'll manifest in, you know, if you're not worrying about tour sales,
sure.
One might worry about, you know, macroeconomics.
A social misstep more than a decade ago, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, that sort of thing.
That time I said congratulations to someone that wasn't pregnant, that sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, but maybe they needed congratulating in other forms.
Oh, look at you. Congratulations.
On your
haircut? She wasn't pregnant, Tom.
Oh.
She wasn't pregnant. It was really bad. It was really bad.
Do you still see that person?
No, it was at an old job where I was a PA. Luckily, I was a temp and I stopped temping there. I think she was relieved I was a temporary. But you know, these things come and haunt us, don't they?
That's a good one, though. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
But yes, macroeconomics, things like that. What's going to happen to the interest rate? What does that even really mean? For my mortgage? What is a mortgage?
What is a mortgage?
Am I just renting a house off the bank?
No, Suze, no, it's not. A mortgage isn't the same as that. You've got Alice there who's very good at...
Who understands the world.
Yeah. So you don't need to worry. That's the point.
Well, I say things like, I think mustard throw cushions would be the best.
Yeah, things like that. And what is a mortgage? You know, that is... That is absolutely...
I think I'm quite tiring to be married to.
No. Well, of course, you've got a little trip planned, haven't you?
I'm going to Ibiza.
Yes.
For a few days.
She's going Beavs.
I'm going Beavs with a couple of mates for a few days, which would be very nice.
Very nice.
Because I have the most supportive wife in the world who is like, you've been working really hard. You're either with us doing family stuff or you're working. And I think it'll be good for you to have some time to yourself with your mates because she is the best wife in the UK, potentially Europe. But and then we've also got our family holiday, which we're very excited about.
Yes, I'm excited to
very lucky,
hear about that.
Very lucky girl.
Well, of course, I'm excited because I'm coming down to see you an early org.
Yes, early org, so we can go to Pride.
So we can go to Pride. Now, Alf is very concerned. What is the format of the day? Apropos what I said, I think it's go to the house.
Yes,
have some sort of. I'm assuming some sort of early morning cocktail like a Bellini.
That would be great.
And maybe some sort of brunch selection.
I would say this. So you come here.
Yeah.
I put on some sort of brunch event.
Fine.
Maybe we'll have Bellinis, not the salmon on the little pancakes, because you know I don't like those. Orange juice with a bit of kava and say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Then I'd
and
say we'll go
some sort of pastries on the table.
What, do you want eggs and pastries?
No, well, I don't know. Is there, are you going to do eggs for people?
Well, I was going to do eggs, yeah. But I think for the brunch bit, it might just be you, Alf, and maybe one or two others.
Okay, fine. So you're going to do eggs for us. Lovely. Okay,
maybe.
Just so we know.
Then I was thinking...
Is it a help yourself situation or is it sit down and wait? We just need to...
I like the idea of a help yourself situation, but I do worry with those situations that everything gets quite cold quite quickly.
That's true.
And you know how I feel about cold food.
Can't bear it. Eggs.
Have to have everything so hot it burns my mouth.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so we're doing third degree
burns.
Burns. Lovely. Sorry, I interrupted.
Quick trip to the hospital to get some sort of medicine.
Yes, to have that treated.
Something that you could gargle potentially. Boom. He can't talk. he's got a gag in his mouth. We're off to Pride.
Finally. He's been silent.
Finally. But oh look, he's learnt to sign.
Quickly, yes. He always finds a way.
I thought we would go to the parade.
Okay, lovely.
To see some of the parading.
Now Alf was looking up the details and he noticed that the parade seems to begin at 11 o'clock. Is that correct?
But it goes on for like a week. It's not
because
a week. It goes
so
on for hours
many.
And hours and hours because it's so
there's
long.
So many people. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't need to be there at 11. It's not like the marathon.
No. Oh, yeah, because all that time you spend at the marathon. God, there's not a year that goes by that Tom Allen isn't at the 24th mile. Go on.
Go on, everyone. Handing out those froobs. Are they froobs?
Do you give out froobs?
Yes. Is that just because I like saying it? Is it froobs?
I think you're thinking of... Nice froobs, by the way. I think you're thinking of those gel things.
They're
runners.
Not froobs. Please put your froobs away.
Tom, they're not. Tom, they would say to you, please put your froobs away. They would say that to you. And then you'd just be a boy with a load of froobs in his pocket.
I'd have loads of froobs in my
hand. I don't know if that's maybe a title for your next book. The boy with lots of froobs in his pockets. You know, the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, the boy with the froobs in his pockets. Huh? Yeah. Oh, so the gel things, yes. Anyway.
And you've got to be careful with your nipples, haven't you, in the marathon?
Oh.
Your friend and mine, Ivo Graham, didn't put plasters on his nipples.
You have to. I think you get jogger's nipple, don't you? You have to be so careful.
Sounds like a cocktail, doesn't it? That's what I'll be doing with brunch, jogger's nipple.
Jogger's nipple, lovely. Lovely. So we're arriving... regardless,
you'll be late. You'll be late.
This isn't necessarily the case.
If you're late, it doesn't matter. I'm saying there's a potential.
I'm just saying if there's a firm plan, I can build my schedule around that. I can be late around that.
Then
I can plan how late I'm going to be. Yeah, sorry.
We go to the parade.
So, okay, walking.
We clap some things. We will
walk to the parade.
Dance the parade?
Sur La Parade, I don't know, yeah.
Evac, Tom, Alice, and Alfie. And then, I did French GCSE.
Oh.
And then we'll watch some parade. We'll have a nice time. We'll maybe have some tins, you know, some like gins in tins.
Fine, I can take care of that.
Last year, we bought 2 crates worth. Arguably too many, and then started giving them out.
Like froobs.
Leg proofs, then started giving them out on the way home when people were at mile 24.
That's lovely.
But before I gave them to people, I would say, promise me you're over 18. I'm not sure.
I'm sure that's fine.
I'm sure it's fine. Then I think we'll come back to mine to have a little sit down, because let us not forget.
We'll be tired by then, yeah.
We will be tired. Our little leggies will be tired.
So we're going to walk to the parade. We're going to watch it go by. Assuming we can get a place near the barriers.
We'll be fine.
Do you think we should? Okay, fine.
What are you suggesting we're doing? Well,
I don't know. Can we reserve an area?
No. I think it'd be fine.
I think it's fine. Okay.
Then we'll come back to ours, have a little sit down, get some proper food.
Okay.
We were thinking we'd just get some pizzas and that. Some ones that you put in the fridge.
Lovely.
You know, to pop in so that we're then. And actually, I forgot to tell you that you need to get tickets for this. We're going to go over to the park to watch the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, okay, fine.
Because you're a huge fan of
Will I Am. Yeah,
that's happening in Preston Park, and that will be. There's a dance tent, and there's a main stage. They've got lots of acts on. It'll be lots of fun. It's also the place that last year the queues were so large that I thought I'll get a coffee. So I went to this little coffee stand who were doing espresso martinis. I thought I'd have one of those. The boy that was working there was a fan of this very podcast.
No way.
Gave me 10. I paid for 3. I felt quite sick. I didn't have all 10 of them. I shared them out, obviously.
I was giving them out to people on the way.
tell me you're over 80.
I think the trouble with that as a cocktail is that it's quite caffeinated, and therefore...
No shit. The espresso, that'll
quite
do
the
it.
Opposite of that, actually.
very funny, isn't he? He's very funny.
I don't know. But, well, what a lovely thing. So... there's lots of different people playing there.
There's lots of different people playing there. It's not just the Black Eyed Peas. It's lots of people. And I think Gox DJing in the disco tent. So that'll be fun. And then there's a Ferris wheel. So if you wanted, you could pretend that we were in that part of Greece where Rizzo shouts, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, I was thinking of the place Greece. I was also thinking of Pam Ferris when you said a Ferris wheel. I would like it if Pam Ferris was doing the tickets on that.
That would be great. Oh, she should do a show about the best cheese in the UK, and it should be called Pam's Wheel. Pam's Ferris Pam, wheels.
It should be called Pam's Jeans.
Yeah, but then everyone that got it would get it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Pam Ferris's wheels of cheese. Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. Or a program about car garages.
Yes, that'd be nice. You know, I'd watch any of it.
To be honest, I've met her a couple of times and she's always lovely.
Have you?
Yes, Claire.
Oh, that's a clang you didn't... Where have you met Pam Ferris?
Well, I met her
Did you say, I loved you in Call the Midwife?
Well, I didn't want to embarrass myself, Susie, of course. But I did meet her on the Harry Hill Time Capsule.
Oh, love Harry Hill.
And also I met her on Sarah Cox's book club.
Between the Covers.
Between the Covers, sorry, I meant.
I love that show.
Yes, you were very good on it, Sims.
Was I? Yeah. I don't think you watched it. I think your mum watched it and told me I was good. And I trust her more than you.
We're the same, but my therapist constantly tells me how enmeshed we are. So it's basically the same.
Have you merged with your mum?
Yes, I think that's the term, yeah.
So could you tell me about your favourite things about your holiday and what the nicest things you ate were? That's what I'd like to get across.
I can combine that into one. Deep fried courgette.
What?
Deep fried courgettes, like crisp, like a cross between a crisp and a chip. Slices of courgette dipped in some sort of flour or batter and then deep fried. Absolutely delicious with a tzatziki. Absolutely wonderful.
With a tzatziki dip, isn't that courgette twice?
No, cucumber. That's cucumber.
My apologies. Are courgettes and cucumbers from the same family?
I hope so, because they are quite similar, but they're different, aren't they?
I just feel like a courgette is a Mediterranean cucumber, but I suppose you get cucumbers in the Med.
Well, funnily enough, I don't think you can, I wouldn't like to eat a courgette raw, and I wouldn't like to cook a cucumber. But I think a cucumber is a pickle.
Oh,
is a girl?
Is it?
I think it's a pickled cucumber. I think it's not a pickled courgette. Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Is it? Yeah, that does make sense. So cornichons are just very small cucumbers.
I think so.
That's the thing. People learn stuff on this show.
People learn stuff.
Is your moustache slightly thicker than your beard at the moment?
Yes, because I thought about growing a moustache. What do you think about that? I did put a picture up on Instagram.
I know. And I saw you sent me a picture of you with a moustache and I liked it.
Maybe I'll keep it. Flo said she liked it. I mean,
it's a handlebar moustache.
Well, of course, I'd be worried. People would assume I was...
Gay.
A bike. And a gay bike. Yeah, so it's such a difficult one, isn't it? But I might go back to it, trim it up again.
Now, Tom, I've got an email that I'd like to share.
Oh, goodness.
Get this. Last Sunday, I'm in Soho House, White City, doing a Pride gig.
Clang, 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 clang,
clang. Clang that. So, I'm backstage, as a comic would be, and I receive a box of gifts.
Oh.
A box of gifts. I've got a Victoria sponge.
Oh, my goodness.
Some macaroons. No, not macaroons. Some, what are they called? Oh, they're so nice. Yeah, it begins with M, and it's like, and it's really easy to make. Oh, what is it called? I've been making loads of them. They are really sweet. They're in an Eton mess.
Meringues.
Jesus Christ. Yes. in meringues, chocolate brownies, and a lovely Jo Malone, you know, room diffuser with the sticks.
Oh, nice.
So nice. From a fan of the show, saying, I love like-minded friends.
Well, isn't
I love like-minded friends. And I really enjoy it, and I wanted to bring something. I've not shared any of it with you, Tom, but you were on your holiday, so what can I do?
Okay.
But then she told me this story, and I said, please write it up and send it into the show because it is so funny. So I thought we'd share it with you listeners. Tom and I have already read it, and it made us, and Lily, who works off the curb and is one of our friends as well, and also our agent Flo, who is also a dear friend, we all really loved it, so we thought we'd share it with everybody else. Hi, Susie. So your podcast is like a chat with a good friend. So I introduced you to my 12-year-old son. One day a week, we get a treat. You and Tom drive us home from school. Chatting away, sometimes pause you to talk about something you've said. Usually we finish the episode. That night, we hadn't. So the next day, I was taking my other son to school. Well, you know how sometimes when you start the car, it plays what you were last listening to? Yes, well, Mr. Allen was mid-sentence at a louder volume than I remember the night before and said, well, it's not like it's a fisting party, or something to that effect. I hit pause and hoped for the best. But no, Tom had said the worst word to mention around a three-year-old. Yes, party. What is a fisting party? Pause. I thought maybe I could distract him with the usual tractor songs I was fumbling to get on. Can I have a fisting party? With not much time to think, it's an adult thing. You wanted a tractor party, remember? Tractors, tractor balloons, tractor cakes, tractors. I just kept saying tractor, hoping that he'd forget. I shouldn't have mentioned it was an adult thing, because at three, of course, he's very sensitive about his age. I'm a big boy. I want a fisting party. I said, jokily, in a sing-songy way, you can't have a fisting party. You're having a farm party. That's way more fun. I want a fisting party. Oh, God. He's shouting it now. He's shouting fisting louder. Minutes. I've got minutes before we pull up to nursery. And now he's shouting about fisting. Not just asking. I changed tack. It worked when he screamed, you bugger, at the snake character in the version of the Crofalo 2 months ago. No one minded a small child shouting, you bugger, whenever the snake lady came on. He picks up swear words far too easily. It's not me. It's him. The older two never swore like scaffolders. It's a fighting party. It's a bit fighty. Not so many party games. What about a farm party? Wiggy, our neighbour, can bring his tractor. I'll get you a new combine harvester toy for the top of the cake. I was desperate. A bribe. Why not? Not a fighting party. A fisting party. Fisting, fisting, not fighting. Audibly angered sigh. Mummy, yes. I just want a fisting party, please. Well, that's nice that he's remembered his manners. So with that, we pull up to nursery, where the day before I'd been asked on collection to sign a piece of paper saying I acknowledge my child's behaviour today has not been blah, 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 and my child has done or said this thing. He had told a child to fuck off when the other child tried to steal the Lego that he was working on. He is sunshine usually, I promise. He's a really popular kid. We haven't just had to sign anything for his indiscretions before. Anyway, I sat thinking, I have to tell them. I'll just have to say, I was listening to this podcast. It's with Susie Ruffin and Tom Allen. Yes, I'm blaming you two. And the word fisting blared out when I started the car. And it all sounded like too much explaining, like a lie fabricated to cover up some home life of fisting. I dropped him off. I said nothing. I got in the gate. I turned. I still want my party. It could have been worse. We'll talk about it later. I walked away, assuming I'd sign a new sheet later. Bye. Other people might have wanted to curl up and die. Not me. I will never stop listening.
Oh.
Love, Kitty. P.S. Later came and went. Another day at nursery came and went. The fisting party has not been mentioned by my three-year-old. No text from other mums saying, your son's apparently invited my son to his fisting party. Nothing. So either he mentioned it, and the nursery think I have something to do with fisting parties, or he didn't. I guess I'll never know.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe my favourite email ever.
Yes, I think so.
What great work from Kitty there. Thank you, Kitty, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. We've ruined everything. The farming party sounds fun.
Yes.
Tractor party,
yeah. Have a tractor party, please. For the love of God, have a tractor party. Now, Tom, before we go, I realised in the last episode you were going to tell me about what the Titanic Museum was like, because, of course, I love the Titanic talking about current affairs too much. But how was the museum?
The museum, if you get a chance to go when you're in Belfast, it's a must. It's an absolute must. You get a history of linen making in Belfast. You get a history of the docks. You get a history of shipbuilding. And the best bit for me is when you get to look around the different cabins that they've reconstructed.
Oh, yes, please.
First class, second class, and third class. There was no steerage, I think, on the Titanic, contrary to what the film makes.
I hate it when art lies to me.
I know.
How big was the first class rooms?
Cabins were, I would say, the size of an average bedroom, like a good like a hotel room, maybe slightly smaller. But
that's quite good, isn't it?
A nice bed, some nice chairs. Of course, when I mentioned that I was going, Susie, you said, "I'm sure you'll be able to buy some sort of knickknacks."
Yes, knickknackeries.
Knickknackeries from the shop.
Yeah, and, so what did you get?
Lo and behold, we walked straight in, went to the shop, even though we pre-ordered the tickets, so we knew we could pick those up easily. The shop was right there. I said, "Let's have a quick look before we go in. You can buy napkin rings." They were there. They were there waiting. Napkin rings.
Did you buy any?
No, they were even for my extravagant tableware choice budgets. They were too much. Too much. They're very extravagant. You can buy them, but they are lovely. But I thought, no, I don't like them enough. And also, I've got to get them on an EasyJet flight tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
What would you have done? Worn them on all your fingers?
Yes, I'd have to worn them as like, well, I've been blessed with a narrow wrist, of course, so I could have worn them as bangles. But great band, actually. So I could have worn them like that. There was also teacups and saucers and things like that. Lovely, but a little bit, as I say, a little bit expensive. But
a little bit pricey. We're not trying to get a lift on the Titanic, love. We just want
a
cuppa.
Knackery. Yes, exactly. Lovely things, lovely. And very beautiful bit at the end, sort of experiential, where you kind of get to experience the history of it, but told non-verbally, basically, through music and lights. It was very beautiful. And that was very moving and very, very sort of sophisticated. Then you go around a corner and then there's a bit where you can stand on like a mock-up of the front of the ship and pretend you're Jack and
Rose. I saw the picture of you in Nelf.
I did not post it.
Of course you didn't. And I thought it was a lovely shot of you being Jack and Rose, just FYI.
It was a lovely Jack and Rose moment. But it was, it was lovely. It was lovely. We had a nice
time. Good stuff. Well, listen, Tom, I'm so pleased you're back. And we'll be back next week, won't we?
Oh, you know we will.
You bet.
And I cannot wait for us to talk more about plans for the Pride brunch.
Of course. What I'm going to cook.
Menu selections, that sort of thing.
Tableware.
What sort of floats we're looking forward to seeing.
Yes. What we're going to wear.
Oh, of course. What we're going to wear. Do you think we should have t-shirts made up?
With our faces on them?
Yes, what a lovely idea.
What a lovely idea.
Or wigs? What about wigs?
Yes, wigs are good. Last year I wore a t-shirt with Pam St. Clements on it.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, this year you could do Pam Ferris.
There you go. I left and Mum said, "I don't understand your t-shirt." And I said, "It's just sort of camp. It's sort of pridey." And she went, "I just don't get it." Well. Why have you got a picture of Pat from EastEnders?
Will your mum be in attendance?
No, she'll be at home. My child will be with her in Hailing Island.
So we will not see the baby.
We will not see the baby, no. But that's it. If people want to get in touch with us, always can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. And as Tom mentioned, I am back out on tour in the autumn. If you'd like to come, please do. My website is susieruffle.com. Also, lots of people have been asking about dates in Belfast and Dublin. They have just been confirmed and they will be on sale. Ooh. Hopefully later this week.
Well, so I think I know what you're going to be doing that day.
You better believe it.
Lovely, lovely.
And Tom, you're touring, aren't you?
Oh, you know. I'm back on tour end of August and very much looking forward to it. Missing being out there on the road, but having a lovely time.
Marvellous.
So yes, absolutely, absolute mod. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. It's lovely to catch up. And we'll speak to you next week.
Yes, we will. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye then. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Moro Casino, America.
a social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.